At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. As of right now, I don't think Bill can be too upset. The heat wave hasn't begun yet outside. Ooh. I think more like tonight or tomorrow morning the heat wave begins, but
do we need
it
to
was
do
still
this?
Somewhat crisp this morning out there.
Do I need to clue you in, Jake?
Yes.
That's how it's been every day. The nights get down to in the 50s.
I was saying, that's why Bill can't be too upset, because it's not 95
right.
degrees right now.
It was even a little bit more today, though. It was a little bit more, a little extra, a little bonus. And I'm telling you what, it just makes you, it's like putting a new battery in sugar. I mean, yeah. This weather changes sugar. It's yeah. insane compared to just that, oh, what do we
the
do?
The heat.
Oh.
No, it's really not. Now, I don't mind it because it does get cool at night and then it warms up during the day. But your house stays cool pretty much all day.
It's not as bad. I agree with that.
God bless you.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm
Idle chit chat.
That's right. It's right now.
Sponsored by
Renew. RenewYourAuto.com. Please call David right now if you'd like to. 402-833-3858.
Right now?
Yeah, if you'd like to. He's up. He's up.
Is he up?
I know he's up. Listens to the show from the get-go.
Early
every
bird.
Day.
He's an early bird.
He was an early bird, too. Early bird. I don't chit-chat. What do you got off the bat? Sip on this Friday.
I'm ready for aging gracefully.
Good.
I saw your admonishment.
I did. Typed that in the rundown. Yeah.
The rundown. He said, hopefully it's better than next week or something along
those lines. I said,
than last week. Yeah, hopefully it's better. Sorry. Hopefully
my than last hairline week. Was mocked and idled in aging gracefully last week.
You
someone else got astray on that as
you
well.
You took a lot of shots at people personally.
I think Bill had a shot taken at him.
There's
Ben
a lot of
head
shots.
Also.
Yeah, it was shots
I don't
personally.
Think I took a shot at Ben. Yeah.
Just Bill. Me and Bill got shot.
Yeah. Took shots personally. Yeah. And then,
I can't remember what the context
it's
was.
It's almost worth going back to listen to because it was good. It was really good.
I thought it was super funny.
Yeah.
At the expense of you guys.
Yes, thank you. Usually is.
You sound like,
it typically
Jake,
is.
You see in person, you actually look better with your receding hairline. That was the
thank
comment you thought was great.
I appreciate
great.
That.
Yeah.
Rapidly receding hairline.
Rapidly. Rapidly.
It's a rapidly receding hairline.
I wear a lot of hats.
You do.
Not today.
You do.
I put one on during the break, though.
Really?
No.
Jake's got company coming in. He says
he does?
Family coming in to visit.
I got about
sister?
Sister-in-law. Yeah. Not my sister. She's not coming to town. I got 10 people coming into town this weekend.
That's a lot. Are they all going to the game?
Every single one of them. Well, sorry. All but one going to the game.
Who are these people?
A lot of my wife's family. In-laws here.
Are they staying at the home or your house?
No. They have an Airbnb. We don't have enough room. Me and Bill discussed it's time for a house here, you know.
Yes, Laura's going to look into
that. We have a townhouse right now.
Laura's going to look into that.
Yeah, we're looking into it. But
more kids on the way.
Well, as of right now, no. Which is step the one that's with us at this point. That's it. That's it.
More children on the
way.
Jake,
how old are you?
I'm 33 years old, Bill.
You need to get going. Because, I mean, just think about it right now. You'll be in your mid-50s.
Oh, here we go.
You'll be in your mid-50s when you have child number two and they graduate from high school.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're doing fine. Yeah, you're going at a good pace.
When you should be an empty nester.
I speed things up over here.
Yeah, speed things up a little bit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Bill, any idle chit-chat?
No.
You want an extended idle chit-chat today?
I have nothing going on except for I told Jake, I said, I had an incredible speaking event last night in Omaha.
Yes. Is this at the Country Club?
At the Country Club. Went to the Omaha Country Club. And they did something I'd never seen done before. They had mass steaks, and they were good. Usually, I won't touch a steak if it's like, hey, the whole team's going to eat steaks. How many are there? Well, we have 100 steaks ready. I won't touch one.
Not a good sign.
Interesting. I won't do that.
Well,
they had probably 100 people there last night, and they had steaks, and they were fabulous.
Really?
Yes, Jake. Like, it was a fillet, Jake.
We had a bunch of fillets out there. Collective fillets.
Yeah, collective fillets.
You were paid to eat steak last night.
Yes, I was.
That's a pretty good life.
That's a pretty good life. Yes,
that sounds awesome.
Arrive home, games on, the NFL games on, which I wouldn't have been watching. I'd have been watching college football.
Troy and Texas State.
Yes, that's what I've been my choice. And then anyway, if we're watching the game after the interception at the end of the game, the 4th and 15, I go, let's wrap it up. We're out in
the garage
watching the game.
You and Laurel.
Let's wrap it up. Boom. Time I go to bed, I looked at my phone one last time on ESPN, and it shows the Falcons have won in overtime.
So
I'm like, what in the world happened?
I told Sip this and Bill before the
recount
show.
Recount it.
It is below the 2-minute warning. So the 4th and 16 happened with 1:48 to go in the game.
Wow.
So you think it's over. Now the Falcons had three
timeouts. They were already in field goal range.
Right.
Wow.
They started at the Falcons, I believe, 28-yard line. Yeah. And the first play, they go back 3 yards, timeout. A holding call puts them now at the Atlanta 41-yard line. Fringe of field goal range, probably out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They go back 2 more yards on 3rd and 25.
Unbelievable.
So it's 4th and 25. Now, again,
here's where it gets interesting.
No more timeouts. Falcons, it's about 1:20 to go in the game, 1:16 maybe.
1:16.
The punter puts the ball in the end zone.
Oh. Lands in the end zone.
Oh. I think it landed. It was never close. It was a bad, bad punt.
The ball cannot go in the end zone.
What if you're the head coach in that situation? You're just going, what are you doing?
You want to lose your mind. The ball cannot go in the end zone. So the number you shoot for, that I would shoot for, was the 8. Because that gave you, so always the ball should hit at the 8.
Makes sense.
And I'd also tell them if the ball landed at the 10, they got the ball at the 10.
Fine.
You don't go broke taking a profit.
No.
You don't go broke taking a profit. The ball can't go in the end zone.
It went in the end zone. So the Falcons get the ball at the 20.
Jeez.
With about 1:15 to go. Kirk Cousins is really good at the 2-minute drill. Proved it again. Yes,
is he really?
He's very good at 2-minute drill.
There's a fact I didn't know. Yeah.
They drive it with relative ease, and they get a field goal to end regulation, make it 30-all going to overtime. Falcons get the ball, and they go down and score a touchdown. Game over.
Yeah.
They get a field goal. Bucks get the ball back. Touchdown, game over. 36-30. Kirk Cousins had 509 yards passing. Sip, 509.
Jeez.
4 touchdowns, the 1 pick at the end of the fourth quarter. He got revenge on that with the drive.
Don't forget there was a drop that was egregious in the previous one. I mean, it would hit the guy right in the chest, which he would have caught the ball and got to the 5-yard line. But it appeared when you watched the Buccaneers defense, the game was over off the interception. I mean, they were just...
Should have been. That was Levante David, by the way.
It was Celebration City.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, at the flight home, wasn't so much fun.
Wow.
I was listening this morning to Todd Bowles, the Bucs head coach. He had an interview.
Yes, great coach.
He sounded depressed.
Did he?
That's a tough way to lose. I mean,
Bill
would know. But that's a horrible way to lose a football game. You thought the game was won.
Oh, God.
You're at field goal range.
Oh, God.
When you get the pick, and you went back 15 yards and had to punt. That's rough. In a division. The NFC, by the way, the NFC South, I'm saying right now, the most fun division in football.
Falcons, Bucks.
It's the Big 12. It's the Big 12
and
of football.
The Saints had the Saints had 40-plus points the first 2 weeks, each of them. And the Panthers aren't very good.
Okay.
But 3 of the 4 teams are fun.
Panthers offensively have woken up.
They have. Yeah, they can score some points. Andy Dalton's.
Yeah. They're woke.
Andy Dalton has made them actually pretty decent, respectable.
Andy Dalton.
In his 15th year in the league, something like that.
I like that. I mean, that kind of game, the Tampa Bay Falcons game, you have to remind yourself sometimes the game is not over. Even in those waning minutes, there's a tendency to say, "Is it over?" I mean, as a participant, you think.
Who would say that about their team if it was on the other side?
Jake,
this is over.
Jake, you got
burn it down.
It is over for the Dolphins, though. It's true.
But it's already over.
But a minute 16 can kind of be an eternity, really.
It feels like it.
But you have to kind of remind yourself that even as you're watching a game. This isn't over.
The game's changed is once you cross the 50, now the kicker has a chance, it seems like.
In the NFL,
How do we get in field goal range? Well, can you get to the 44?
Right.
It's like, if you get me to the 44, I can make it.
Yeah, like Butker.
Yeah.
Butker's that way.
Brandon Aubrey, who makes 66-yard field goals.
Jake knows these kickers. Who else?
Well, Justin Tucker's had a rough year, but he can still make it 60-plus if he's on.
Yeah.
Cowboys kicker.
Yeah, I said Brandon Aubrey. He already made a 66-yard kick. He's ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, in a game.
Yeah, that's great. And they almost had him try a 71-yard kick. 71 yards! They nearly had him try that field goal.
Simple said in a game. Yeah, but these don't document the practice kicks very much. You just don't see a lot of ESPN doing it. Dun 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 dun. Thursday practice. Thursday here. Practice with the Bears. Check this out.
Off a tee ball.
Off a tee. Yeah.
What's
off
a tee ball.
What? Whoa! Bends it in. That's incredible.
Practice update for the Bears.
Just don't see that much.
Warm ups.
Warm ups. Don't
tee bar.
Oh God!
You taught me tee bar.
T-bar.
You taught me T-bar.
You didn't know T-bar before?
Well, I saw them. I saw the apparatus. I didn't know what they were called. And I'll say it seven times during warm-ups. They got the T-bar out.
Now it's just annoying for you.
That's
probably
one of the things that the kickers carry around. It's a little T-bar. Three-prong deal like that. That's how they hold the ball.
They carry it around?
Yes. Okay, we're getting off of... We still got idle chit-chat.
We got to get the roll call, though, too.
Whoa.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's roll call time.
Okay, that's idle chit-chat sponsored by our friends at Renew. Call or text David, who is awake. He's texted me at 402-833-3858 or go to RenewYourAuto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coating, window tinting, and more. RenewYourAuto.com. Time for the roll call here on a Friday. Who is with us? Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today, Bill? Anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay. How about score prediction? Just a score prediction.
I like that.
Nebraska score Rutgers score prediction.
That's I like score enough. Predictions.
Yeah. Okay.
I do too.
We had a guy this morning type in Brad from Muscatine, Iowa, said, I want to make sure I get this. I have a 6 a.m. flight, so I'm texting in before my flight.
Good job.
Yeah, Brad in Muscatine, Iowa.
Wonder where he's flying out of.
Probably the Quad Cities Airport.
Is that right?
Is that Quads?
There, yeah, they got one out there.
How's the Des Moines Airport?
I've never been. I cannot speak for it.
Just keep going. This is extended.
Mick Safety from Cozad says, thanks to Bill from the Nebraska Construction Safety and Health Professionals for the incredible speech yesterday. Mick Safety.
He put the incredible tag on it.
Mick Safety, that's very kind of you. It's great to see Mick Safety, the godfather of safety. He's
that's a tag. I
mean, imagine that being the godfather. When he walks into the room was packed. McSafety had it packed. It was construction workers from everywhere. But when McSafety walks in, I mean, the place just goes silent.
Well,
he just goes, and he is the godfather of respect.
And he races boats on Johnson Lake. Yeah. I mean, what doesn't he do?
What doesn't he do? He belongs to the Cozad Country Club.
When guys just drop on you, I raced boats for years.
Yeah.
I was a champ. I was a world champion boat racer.
Sort of bump. What?
Oh, really? Yeah. Really?
Joel in Wisconsin with this. Paul in Dodge City, age 26. Connor in Lincoln, age 27. 28-17 Huskers.
A lot of youth today.
I like that.
Yeah, a lot of youth.
Chet in Nebraska City, age 32. 28-18 GPR.
God dang, I appreciate the youth.
Nice like that. I've changed my... I was always the 13-point prediction for a win. I think it's 16-point.
Okay.
I'm going to 16 points.
I think of this show as kind of the geriatric club sometimes. So it's
not so far.
Right. That's amazing.
We had people at the diner that were
in college.
Youth?
Youth.
We had three people youthful? In college.
Youthful. Yes. Very youthful.
Me and Bill are old, so we bring a lot of old
better old times.
People. Yeah. Better times.
Better times.
Jim Svoboda. Better times.
Jim Svoboda. Better times.
Send you a picture.
And Sid responded with the proper thing. Jim Svoboda. Better times. LB, age 27.
Pounds.
In Minden, 28-17. Rod in Lincoln, age 61, 28-21 Huskers. Kristen Fremont, age 48, 24-17 Nebraska.
Okay, these are all similar.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 48, Huskers, 27-13.
Okay.
Casey in Topeka, age 54, 31-17 Huskers.
What, Topeka? I had a moment there one time. Keep going.
Bearded Ben, driving from Holton, Kansas to Lincoln for the weekend, 33-13 Nebraska.
Ooh, 20-point nice. Win.
It's a big win. That'd be a big win.
Craig in Berlin, Ohio says 42-24, excuse me.
Berlin, Ohio. I don't think it'll get that high.
He's 52 years old.
What do you say?
42-24.
I don't think he'll get that
high. There'll have to be some turnovers to get to 42 just because they're a clock team.
Yeah.
Even if they don't do well, a couple of first downs are going to eat time off. Even if they don't get a first down, they're going to eat some time off the clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Reed in Des Moines.
Fast game then.
Reed in Des Moines, 24-13 Nebraska. Doug in Harrison, Idaho, GBR. 24-22.
Oof.
Close game.
Oof.
Wyatt and Wilbur, age 22. Youth.
Check.
21-7 Nebraska. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, 42. Or sorry, he's 42 years old. 24-21 Nebraska.
Tight game. Late field goal by the Huskers.
That would change the narrative.
That's what it is. 24-21. I don't know if it's late, but it's a field goal by the Huskers. Yeah, could be late.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida, 59 years old, 35-28 Nebraska. High scoring game. Yeah. AJ in Holdridge, that's Parker's brother, age 35, 27-23.
AJ?
That's AJ. It's his brother.
Does he work at Score One?
What's that?
He works at First Rate Ag.
First Rate Ag. First Rate.
Not second rate.
Come on, do it. You never do it anymore. There you go.
First Rate.
Brian,
the logo. Kind of like Jake with the...
Yeah.
There's the logo.
Brian in Johnston, Iowa, age 43, 27-24, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Nick in St. Louis with us. We've got Tony in Fort Bragg. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado.
I'm just blown away.
Kodiak Bear.
All over the map.
Dank the Tank in Chambers, Nebraska.
Dank the Tank? That's new.
That is new.
How about the taco?
Beef Tacos was with... Yeah, I saw Beef Tacos.
It was nice.
Where is he at?
Who's new? Dank the Tank?
Dank the Tank.
From Chambers.
Yeah. We're building breakers. The show's expanding.
It's exciting.
The show's expanding, Steve.
It's exciting. Yes.
Corey, Duncan, Jeff, and Lincoln. Jordan and Lincoln. So you always want the Lincoln people. So
yes.
You got some people.
Yeah, I'd like to have some Lincoln.
Sam, new one in Napanee, Indiana.
God, new one.
I've never heard of that town before.
Thanks for texting.
He's age 30, by the way, so young.
Young.
31-24, Nebraska.
Youth.
Breaker.
Yes.
Thanks for being
breaker
with
Indiana.
Us. I do appreciate the youth a lot. I do. A
couple more. Ryan in Delaware. Laverne in Hawaii. Spencer in South Dakota. Thomas in Maryland.
Wow.
And we got something in Florida. This is Travis and Stephanie in Panama City, Florida.
Wow.
Thank you. Travis
and Stephanie. It's amazing we have this many people all over the map. We should have a map with little lights on.
Well, we have one from every state, usually.
Yeah, we could do that.
Several countries.
I won't forget YouTube real quickly. We'll move on. Alan Scott's Bluff. Trent in Lincoln.
Is Genghis with us?
Genghis is in Hondo, Texas.
Genghis Corn.
By the way, age 62 on Genghis.
See, I thought he was 60.
Where's he at?
Whoa, Brett, good morning from the deer blind. It's bow season, apparently.
Oh, bow season started. Nice.
He's watching the show from the deer blind. I like that. Not just listening, but watching.
Where's Genghis from?
Genghis is in Hondo, Texas.
Hondo.
The deer blind really intrigues me. That intrigues me.
How's that work? I thought it was more of a crude affair, not with a TV in it.
Probably on his phone, I would imagine. But still... I just don't imagine back when deer cams were first put together that everyone headed out with their iPads.
To watch the show. We like it, though. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Eric in Elkhorn, Nell's in Montana. We got, he's heading out to elk camp, by the way. So that's two guys out hunting right now.
Nice. Need some photos. Can they send some photos in from the blind and from
send
camp?
It, guys. We got David at Duncan Aviation, Zach in Northeast Iowa, Bradley in Colorado Springs on YouTube, Mark in South Sioux City. Brett in McCool Junction.
South Sioux.
We got Jaron, who says hash holes to me. Thank you very much. Excuse me. And Michelle with us and Paul. So there you go. There is your roll call. Paul in Arkansas. Now in St. Louis. So that's the roll call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Sarah, the spirit animal.
There'll be pool being played today by your brother-in-law, correct?
Yes, and Bernard Sweeney.
Bernard Sweeney.
Ron Carroll. Ron Carroll is my brother-in-law. Happy birthday to Ron. He's 51. Yeah. It was yesterday. Yeah. But I told him, we're the same age now. We can hang out. 51 and 58 is basically the same thing. Right?
I agree.
Isn't it?
Yes. Are they playing?
Idle chit-chat.
Are they playing snooker?
I don't know what they play.
Are they playing 8-ball? What are they playing?
Probably something high level, if I know Ron. But I don't know exactly what they play. Okay. But they're there. They're probably going to be there if you want to stop by. Ron's tall with a grayish beard. He's a black man.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes. But some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun. Not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at tanker.com.
If you want to see him,
description,
he's a he builds homes, and he's a dude.
You don't want to get involved with anyone like that. When all of a sudden, hey, you want to play some pool?
Mm-hmm. No, Ron.
No, you'll leave a lot of money on the table.
Ron,
classic example. I've left money on the table. That's what is going to happen right
now. Yeah, Ron is formidable, and he's 51. 51.
One more you like this. Yeah. This Husker David on YouTube says, I'm in Lincoln at the LPS bus barn. Time to get those kids to school.
Oh, how about that? Breaking up kids, hauling kids around to school.
What?
The bus barn.
Is it the bus barn?
Yeah. How about that?
Are you looping today, Husker David, or not?
That's, I'm amazed.
I'm going to say, I don't know what ages that they're picking up. It's probably calmer now because buses back in our day, Jake, with me and Sip, it was mayhem. It was complete mayhem. And because it was out of control. Because there were no phones, there was no social media. Everyone was just seeing what the other person was up to. And can you mess with somebody in some fashion? It was complete mayhem. I remember numerous times the bus being pulled over and having the driver just lose his mind on the entire, it was out of control.
Was that better times, Bill?
It was better times. You would calm down. It wasn't like a constant deal, but that was just, there'd always be something going on. There'd always be something that the bus ride. And in Pender, we rode the bus every day in elementary school. We went to school in Thurston, which is like 8-9 miles away.
Yeah.
So every day you got on a bus, went to there and then came back. So
you rode
the bus every single day in elementary school. And that's where mayhem occurred. And it was just something was going on.
Now that's where our parallel lives they're not parallel. I never rode the bus to school. We live close.
Yeah, we rode the bus. That doesn't happen.
Just walk to school, Sim?
Or rode the motorcycle in high school.
Yeah.
But walk. Back then you walked a long way. You could walk.
Yeah, we walked to school a lot. And then my dad was super nice, though, because he was a teacher. And then he was in the shop class. And so I could sneak my motorcycle in there from 7th grade on. I just rode my motorcycle.
So you had a motorcycle.
Kawasaki 100.
And I'd that be better time.
And I'd be whipping to school December on a motorcycle.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. And
better times.
Yeah. And it was like, hey, you can't ride your motorcycle. You're only in 7th grade. You can't do that. My dad's like, yeah, you can.
That's
also time. I would also during in the mornings during when duck season started, there was a pond on the side kind of by the local river there, there'd be ducks on. So I would drive there first and I would look if there's any ducks on there. I'd go tell my dad I won't be in first period. So I'd go back and get my shotgun and strap it to my motorcycle and drive down and try to get a couple ducks.
Just try to get a couple ducks
before school started. Yeah. What else would you be doing, Jake?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing. But it was his normal time.
Normal times.
Right away.
Bill will not be in choir in the first period.
I wish we could just talk about better times all the time.
Thus the term ducks on the pond.
Okay. That's a roll call and idle chit chat. Let's move on. Thank you.
6:22 a.m. on a Friday.
5685. Call or text us all. We got a football game. What's going on, Bill?
Well, I just want to talk about this because it started off as, and now I've just been inundated with information, and I absolutely love it. Steve, listen to this, because this is going to fascinate you also. It appeared as if they had the worst game day setup ever.
Where?
For that game day is going to Cal. Miami Cal for a one loss Cal team whose only win that Florida State has is to Cal. But they chose to go to Cal, to Strawberry Canyon, to build it. That's where game day is going. They've never been there ever. Cal's
Strawberry Canyon.
Strawberry Canyon. And it's Miami, whose fan base is very limited. Okay. Very limited fan base.
There must be a reason.
And they're going to Cal, which is another. But it's just been remarkable to hear how excited people are about this going. And there's this thing called a Calgarhythm. And there's this big thing going on with social media.
I'm listening.
And all this stuff going on with social media. Mm-hmm. There's a big thing about Cal beating Auburn. And they talked about the woke team just beat a team from the SEC, a red state.
Yeah,
and so it was a very, very big deal how they talked about
Calgary.
So I was listening to that on ESPN radio yesterday about this going on, and I thought it was fascinating that all of a sudden Cal has taken this thing.
It's got this kind of momentum
what's going on.
That game, by the way, is at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night. Miami at Cal. It's a late.
Here's the best
So when
part.
Do they have the?
So the game
during the game. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's an 11:30 kickoff for Miami. 11:30 p.m.
Yep. Oh, geez.
For their time zone. Yeah.
Odd.
It's late.
Yeah.
Late.
It's odd. Odd.
Yeah.
That is an odd. Okay. So is there? Why is Cal getting?
But it seems odd to have college game day when the game's not until 9:30 p.m. Yeah. Right? People are up there early. That's gonna be 5 a.m. that time. 6 a.m.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
5 a.m. will be on.
Doesn't make any sense.
So this time it's 8 to 11 Central Time. That's 6 to 9 a.m. California time, and then they don't play for another 12 hours. 12 hours.
They have the coach on there. They have the coaches on. They got to wake up, go to the set, and then go back to the hotel and go to bed for a while. The whole thing is fascinating. Just follow it. It's just fascinating.
We will.
I didn't make any of the rules up or what was going on or Miami any of the commentary. I'm just reporting.
Miami at Cal. Okay, yeah. We will track that and how game day looks. And it's going to be very dark outside. There'll be sun until 8:30 a.m. It'll be dark the whole time in California.
What weird. That is weird.
It'll be strange.
Very.
It'll be very strange.
Yeah.
Okay. Here in Lincoln tomorrow, we know it's going to be hot for the game.
Hot.
I just checked right now, as of 1 minute ago, Nebraska, the spread is still 6.5 in favor of Nebraska. It's gone from 6.5 to 7.5. It's where it's been the whole time.
That's a hard
call. This football game.
What's the over-unders?
I got to check that real quick.
That's a hard call. I mean,
over-under on Nebraska Rutgers is 40.5. 40.5. They don't expect that high of a scoring game tomorrow.
40.5. I predicted 23-16. What's that add up to? 39. So I'm taking the unders.
You are.
Yeah. 23-16.
It's going to be an interesting game with the wind. If the wind stays that they talked about, that can also affect some scoring. Sometimes you don't have as much. And if there truly is going to be gust to 40, that will be harder. It makes the line of where you're going to try a field goal harder.
Oh, God, yes.
And so there's a lot of things to
God,
that.
God, yes.
And then also, you know, with the wind, against the wind. And then the type of game that Rutgers plays, they're a slow pace, they run the football, so clock will be moving
Love
more than normal.
Love those type of games. Did you take your DBs out there before the game and say, okay, now when Rutgers is going into the wind, this is the way you want to play it. But when they're with the wind, it's going to be different. You got to get upfield.
You don't have a whole lot of different conversations except for with the wind. You'll talk about shots. You'll say, hey, there's a chance on P and 10s, first and 10s, more play action, try to get a big play down the field. And Rutgers, their DNA does not do that, but they'll have to do it tomorrow. They're going to have to get a big play somewhere. It's a hard life, Lynn. Like, we're going to try to put together about 4 14 play drives. That's almost impossible to do.
It's an odd way to do it, in my opinion.
They're going to have to. That's all people ever talk about. You need explosives. How many times you hear that word on a show?
All the time.
Explosive, explosive, explosive. They're not overly explosive, but they're going to have to try to get one somewhere.
Yeah.
Something. Maybe it's in some way in the kicking game. They're going to need explosive in some fashion.
They don't. Yeah. They try to win in a weird way that I wouldn't. I like your characterization of them yesterday or the day before. Do they do things very simply? Just try to make you make a mistake.
Sounds like Iowa.
They're
very similar.
That is exactly what they're like. And we talk about all in football and in media also that you lose more games than you win.
Right.
We talk about that all the time. That's what they're hoping to get done. That's what Rutgers is hoping to get done. That you will lose the game. They're not really trying to win it. They're going to try to just. They're going to stay so steady, so tight to the vest. And they're going to see if you make an error in your gap, in your run, in some error someplace, and then they take advantage.
Schiano has had some success, but it's not overwhelming success. He had an 11-win season in 2006. Yeah. He's never had another double-digit win season.
No, he's still below. I think he's below 500.
I'm going to say, this is where I come in.
As a head coach, he's below. Now, I don't know if that included his NFL time also, but as a head coach, he's below 500.
I don't do the whole worship of Greg Schiano thing. I don't.
You like him, though. Come on, you like Schiano.
I like him.
You have to worship him to like him.
I don't have any strong feelings either way. I'm indifferent towards Greg Schiano. I don't fear him like I would fear when the USC coach comes in here. His name is Lincoln Riley. He's formidable, in my opinion. I mean, Schiano's fine. Schiano had an 11-win season in 2006, and they beat Texas in some kind of bowl game. They finished 12th in the country.
The Ray Rice team.
That's the only team he's ever had that finished in the top 25.
To be fair, it's not easy to win at Rutgers. They've never had success in Rutgers. You remember a good Rutgers team in your lifetime besides the 06 team?
2006. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Nobody wins at Rutgers. Nobody.
It's a tough place.
Bill has been there. You know, it's tough to win there.
It's a tough place.
What makes it so?
Because everyone that grows up in New Jersey, they don't dream of going to Rutgers.
They dream of going to.
But they'll Penn State. That's where they want to go to, Penn State. And then those that should be going to Rutgers, they would rather go to Boston College. They'd rather go to different places. So they didn't grow up that way. So when Schiano built that team.
Yes.
He built that team out of Florida. That was a Florida team. Those were all people that got overlooked in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. That's where he built his team at. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a local-based team. They had players there that were local. Don't get me wrong. But those players that were local were heavily overlooked, and they just did a nice job of getting them to there. So that's how they said. I talked to him. If you look out there, the schools out there, the Catholic League, when you're talking with Paramus and Bergen Catholic and all that.
Paramus, Bergen Catholic. How about St. John Bosco?
Bosco, all these schools. So there's a league out there that's a mecca of football. Really good, really well coached. Private schools, great place to be. So when I was at Rutgers, Schiano's at Ohio State. And so we're at a camp together. So I go talk to him. And I remember talking about that. I just kind of shooting the breeze. I said, hey, give me some help here. I go, these are all my schools now. I have this league and I have New York City and stuff. I said, help me out. There's some things that you might have done. I said, to really get those guys to help you. He's like, help me? He didn't do anything. Look at our roster. They weren't from those schools. You know, they weren't from those schools.
Really?
Now they may be now, but they weren't at that time.
But he wasn't getting help.
No, he got public school kids. He didn't get from the, he goes, we weren't getting players from
they weren't
Bosco
helping their local school.
No, exact words what he told me.
That's a fascinating story.
Yeah. And so
he's forthcoming.
Yeah. Notre Dame, obviously. I mean,
They didn't help me. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, which to his credit, he figured out a way to get it done.
Yes, he did. And Jake, you're right. It's tough to win.
I'm a little bummed because I go back to when Schiano was rehired at Rutgers. There was something that you loved about the negotiation.
He said
man worked a helicopter into his contract. I need to have a helicopter recruit at all times. You said that is badass. You don't see that. That's awesome by Greg Schiano.
No, that was badass.
As good he got it written in there. We had it when I was there. So we would take off from the practice field. Just imagine a helicopter sitting on the practice field. And I'd hop
in. Think about who's sitting next to us.
It's pretty cool.
And I'd hop in it, and we would take off into New York City or wherever we're going. And it was, you can't talk. You have headphones on like that, but it's just, it freaked me out. It really did.
That would freak me out.
When you're whipping into New York City on a helicopter, it freaks you out.
I might even say, no, I don't need a helicopter. I'll ride a scooter.
Because it was so hard just to get to, we're going to take a private plane. Well, you can't take a private plane into New York City. It's not going to work. Wherever you're landing, that's not going to help to get it done. But yeah, so you'd land right there. I would land on the practice field, just get out and walk to my car and take off and go drive home.
We have a text that is a good memory from Wet Blanket from, I think, last week.
Blanket!
He says, Sip, coaching at Rutgers is so hard that Bill was too tired to leave for Arkansas. Recall that?
That's incredible.
Brett Bielema.
Laying on the couch.
I was on the couch. I took my first nap in 14 months.
Rutgers under Schiano. I have to say this to balance out the discussion. Oh, God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 6 of his last 7 years, he was over 500 at Rutgers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good.
He was good enough to get a head coaching job in the NFL.
Yes.
So, again, pretty.
Then the Tennessee thing happened, and Tennessee fans revolted.
Yeah.
And I understand why. I thought he'd be a terrible fit at Tennessee, his playing style.
Well, I think the fit would have been better than what happened.
Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah,
Pruitt hired ended up being a disaster. Yeah. But not better than Heupel. Heupel.
Heupel's worked out.
Yeah, Heupel worked out.
Pruitt did not.
But he wasn't up against Heupel.
It was Pruitt.
Pruitt's the one that got hired.
Pruitt made sense at the time. He just proved to be an imbecile. he did. He did.
Yeah. It happened.
But he made sense coming from Alabama.
Yeah, you know. Place he's been. Absolutely. Yeah. There's sense to it.
It's just the Shiano Plain style at Tennessee. I don't even know if he could do that at Tennessee.
It'd probably be difficult. Also, you got to remember when Shiano came back, was he been there 4 years now? Four to five?
I think it's four, right?
Oh, he has been there. This is year five.
Year five. Okay. But just think, though, when he came back in the first 4 years, he was in the East. And you're playing Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State every year, let alone your crossover. Every year, the three best teams in the Big Ten have been those three teams for, 10 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a Michigan State slides in there for something. And guess what? They had to play them, too. They were on that side.
Bill, that playing style wouldn't play at Tennessee. I mean, you can't fill a 100,000-seat stadium playing that way, hoping the other team pulls.
Screws it up. Yeah,
yeah, no, I'm serious. Yeah. If I was the AD, I'd look at that and say, no, we can't. I mean, that's not – if you're going to play that style, we can't.
Now, also, might be quite a bit different. You know, he came from Ohio State.
Would he change it up?
Yeah, I think he'd be different.
Would he change it up?
I think right now it's like, hey, this is how we can win at Rutgers.
Okay.
This is our plan to win here. And it is different. You don't go to – people always talk about, Monk, and they don't hire him someplace else because of the triple option. Well,
he wouldn't run the triple option.
He'd just be a great head coach. Like, he's a great head coach now. And if you want to try it, just go ahead. People have tried it. Just go ahead and go to Air Force and go to Army and go to Navy and just go with the run and shoot and see how it works.
No good.
You won't. You have one chance in those places, and that is to run the triple option. That is how you. That's how you. How you get it done at those schools.
Shiano was 11-21 with the Bucks. Yeah.
There was some sort of disease problem, right? Wasn't there some sort of issue? Well, I'm trying to think what
disease?
It was.
Yeah. Disease,
like skin. There's some sort of skin disease there.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I look it up. There was something that happened that affected his time with Tampa Bay.
A skin disease.
Yes,
this is
a rare skin disease.
I'm going to look it up during the break. I know I'm right in this. That something affected his time there.
He had a rare skin disease.
No, I think there's something. It was going through the team 1 year.
I'll be darned.
I'll look this up and confirm after the break. How about that?
Must be some sort of staff infection.
It was in that family. The family of staff. I don't think it was staff. I will confirm this.
Well, I do medical, somebody else, too. I know agriculture, and I know drying of corn.
I know people know what I'm talking about on the text line. Help me out on what happened with Shiano.
What kind of staff infection was there?
Some sort of disease that affected them.
Huh. And did any of the assistant coaches have it?
I don't know. I'll check that out.
Rare skin disease.
Before that, while we're talking about skin disease and stuff gross, maybe you're not hungry, but you should be hungry.
That didn't segue very well.
I don't care. I need to segue. We're out of time.
You won't get staffed early.
You won't. It's very clean and healthy there.
Yeah, you won't get it there. And if some reason you had it before you went there, doctors eat there all the time.
They do.
And they can help you out. They can give you medication.
Meet up with the doctor early.
Meet up with the doctor early bird if you have any sort of staff infection. They'll help you out.
Breakfast burritos, blueberry pancakes, and much more than that. Chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered.
What is
bonus
it,
bonus gravy.
It's
Friday,
Jake.
Smothered.
It's Friday.
Some mother.
You can also
get
the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
19th and K. Check it out.
Is that
today.
Good, man?
We went there Tuesday. It was wonderful. We'll go back again sometime collectively.
Yes.
But,
collectively.
But go without it.
We'll tell you more. We'll go together.
Collectively.
But,
None of us will have a skin disease.
No, we won't have staff.
Yeah.
We'll prove it to you.
Okay, when we come back, we got FSPs.
Okay.
FSPs for the weekend next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.